So a four-play, 32-yard drive for Penn State extends their lead from 1 point out to 8 as they lead 21-13 over Memphis. 7:47 left to go in the first half when the Tigers will get the ball back. We mentioned before the break how the Tigers' offense has been going backwards while Penn State seems to have found their bread and butter, and it exists with the Lawn Boys.
Huge drive coming up here for Memphis, but you're right. It's about the rushing attack right now. 82 yards on the ground. Clifford got involved last drive. The misdirection last drive was key for Penn State. They had a couple nice play actions where it was really Memphis getting confused, and then first run of the day for Devin Ford. He finds Pager. Penn State's offense and Tyler Bowen getting into a great rhythm here in the second quarter. Memphis starting to kind of feel like they might need to answer sooner rather than later. Their offense has to get back to what they were doing early, throwing the ball downfield to their receivers.
Well, important to note, too, that that drive started with a sack.
Yes.
So they went backwards there, and then they got Clifford out wide running the ball, and then they ran a similar style play to get Freiermuth open in play action before Devin Ford punched it in for the Nittany Lions. Deep kick here again from Stout. This one will be returned by Gibson along the near side, and that was not a great decision. He may have reached the 12-yard line or so before a half dozen Nittany Lions take him to the turf. Marquise Wilson in there, Brandon Smith, as well as Jonathan Sutherland. I mean, that was a gang tackle. Drew Hartlob also in there.
Gibson may be feeling a little bit anxious. Feels like he needs to make a play. Justin Lucchetta, big hit for Penn State as well. Gibson's been quiet, a big-time player. Just 4 yards through the air so far for him and 7 on the ground. Felt like he needed to do something. It ends up hurting his team more than helping him.
So once again, back behind their own 20-yard line. Quads out to the far side for receivers. A lone receiver here on the near side is Coxey. White steps up. Now he's going to run the ball, and he makes Lucchetta miss before he slides down around the 17. And a good decision by White. We mentioned earlier in the broadcast, he's not really a runner, but we've seen him 2 or 3 times today tuck the ball and get 5 or 6.
Lucchetta was late getting onto the field there. Now he's jogging off. That opened up a door for White.
Hurry up offense. Now it's a bubble screen of the play action to Jones along the far side. John Reed rips him out, just across the 20 to that yard marker, and it's going to be a first down at the 22. So Memphis getting some momentum here now after Gibson put them in a bit of a rough position to start this drive. It'll be trips to the near side. 4 receivers in the formation. Taylor Jr. is the tailback next to White. White looking left, looking towards his man, and it looked like he had Jones again. John Reed had that swallowed up. And once again, one of those situations where John Reed, if that ball is inbounds or catchable, he might have been able to intercept it. We've seen that happen twice. And then, of course, the deflection earlier in the game.
Great job by Reed, staying step for step. Memphis has been best when White's extended plays and tried to throw it downfield. But Penn State and Micah Parsons have kind of snuffed that out. He's been going wherever White is.
Trent Gordon is also back in for Penn State. And it disses Isaac at D-line. This is going to be a false start. It looked like Shaka Toney stretching all the way out wide beyond the hash marks. May have caused one of the Tigers to jump up front. So that'll back them up 5 yards. It'll be 2nd and 15 here from their own 17-yard line. Stick with the same formation, trips near side. Taylor Jr. still in at the tailback spot. Antonio Shelton is checked in at D-tackle. White with the snap. He's looking to the near side. It's a screen, tunnel screen, that is. And cutting up and not getting much on that play. It looked like it was Austin III. So he gets back across the 15-yard line, but maybe a half a yard, if anything. That was great pursuit by Brisker, and Shelton finished him off.
Yeah, the blockers downfield just didn't pick anybody up. Easy tackle for Brisker, really, on that tunnel screen.
Third down and long here for Memphis. 3rd and 15 with 6:15 left. White rolling to his left, throwing out wide, almost intercepted. Brisker was all over it again. We've mentioned his name a lot this quarter, and Memphis is going to have to punt again here in the second quarter. It's been a punt fest for the Tigers.
Memphis started 3 of 4 on third down. They're 0 for their last 4, Mitch. Penn State's third down defense has really stepped up, and Memphis has been behind the chains because of penalties and Penn State pressure. they just have not been able to go downfield. I'm going to tell Memphis what we said to Penn State earlier. Go back to the run game. Where's Kenny Gainwell and Patrick Taylor? They torched Penn State in the first quarter.
So Williams standing on his own 3-yard line awaiting the snap. Hamler back at Penn State's 40-yard line. That punt goes off the side of his foot again, but a lot more distance on it this time. And we'll see where the line judge, has this ball marked. And he is still trotting up that near sideline, and it looks like around the 43, 44 or so yard line is where Penn State will start. So another great chance at field position here for Penn State. They lead by 8 with 6 minutes and 1 second left on the clock. We'll be right back with more of the 84th Cotton Bowl Classic here on Con Radio after a few messages. Penn State has really dominated the second quarter of this Cotton Bowl game here against Memphis. They went down earlier on 13-7 after the first 15 minutes, but 2 unanswered touchdowns and the ball back just short of midfield. Have the Nittany Lions feeling pretty good right now offensively. Mitch Stewart here with Brian McLaughlin as the Nittany Lions trot back out with Sean Clifford. 6 minutes left to go in this first half of play. The ball will be on the 44-yard line in Penn State territory along the near side. Jordy Brown has checked back in at running back. That's been the difference for Penn State as they have established the run game of late. Trips to the far side for Clifford. Now he's checking back to the sideline. Dotson, the lone receiver along the near side out to Clifford's left. Clifford awaits the snap back behind his own 40. He's going to hand it to Jordy Brown. What a jump cut by Brown. Jordy Brown with all the room in the world. 10, 5, touchdown, Jordy Brown. 56 yards for Jordy Brown, his second long score of the day. And the Penn State running backs keep up the clinic they have been running on this Memphis Tigers defense. 27-13 with 5:51 to go in the half.
Untouched, Jordy Brown. How about it? 5 carries, 96 yards. That was an easy one. House call for Jordy Brown, and Memphis is in trouble. They are reeling. Offense hasn't been able to figure out, and they can't stop Penn State.
Well, you like that if you're the acting offensive coordinator, Tyler Bowen, a 10-second, 56-yard drive. That'll get it done.
That'll do.
That'll play for sure. We'll keep it here after the quick score by Penn State.